This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham in for Cynthia Canty. If you're interested in Michigan craft beer, and I mean really, who isn't, you might have heard about a dispute between Bell's Brewery in Kalamazoo and Innovation Brewing of Silva, North Carolina. In a nutshell, the larger Bell's Brewery filed a complaint against the fledgling Innovation Brewing because Bell's believes Innovation's name is too similar to a trademark Bell's owns, which is Bottling Innovation since 1985. Now, some people think Bell's is bullying the smaller brewery. Others say, come on, these trademark disputes are as common as dirt. With so many breweries and distilleries popping up all over, there are naturally going to be some naming conflicts. If trademarks aren't defended, though, by uses that are deemed confusingly similar, the trademark value can be lost. So while it's caused some bad public relations for Bell's to the point that they're using a Lansing PR firm to deal with the onslaught of news media interest, they almost are forced to do this as the course of business. Well, here's another trademark dispute. This one is from Traverse City. Brilliant Books got a cease and desist order from Bookspan. Bookspan is a subsidiary of Time Warner. Now, this is because Brilliant Books used the phrase Book of the Month Club to describe their book selection service that grew in popularity this past holiday season. Joining us now is Peter Macon. He's one of the owners of Brilliant Books. Why did you start using this Book of the Month Club phrase to describe the service?
Well, we did it, frankly, because it's what it describes what it does. So many folks are using Book of the Month Club. We had no idea that anyone could possibly own that particular term. So we did it in all innocence, thinking it simply described us providing a monthly book service.
I was doing a little research, and the term Book of the Month Club actually has been trademarked since 1926. In fact, it's been used as an example by law schools to teach students about trademarked phrases. It didn't occur to you at all that this might be registered.
No, and I can tell you, and I know that may seem a little naive, but if you Google Book of the Month Club, there are literally millions of entries. And there's a couple of other bookstores just up here near us in northwestern Michigan that have a Book of the Month Club. So because it was virtually ubiquitous, we figured there would really be no harm in using it. We thought it would be sort of as absurd as us, you know, we're Brilliant Books. We can't really stop people using the adjective brilliant when describing literature. And we thought it was probably in that sort of common usage, so it was fair game.
Yeah, so a bit of a surprise when you got that letter. What do you do now?
Well, what we do now, as you pointed out at the top of the piece, Bookspan is part of Time Warner. We don't have the resources at all to fight this or even to begin to fight this. It'd be tens of thousands of dollars just to take it to court. But we've had a couple of legal folks tell us that because of the common usage, we would potentially win, and they would risk losing their rights. But I don't need to be the poster child for that. I don't have the tens of thousands of dollars that it would take to prove that particular point. It's way easier for me to simply say, okay, and change the name of our service. And that's what we're doing now. We're actually having a little competition on social media to try to see if folks can come up with a good name for us.
Right. I want to talk about that in a moment. But I want to ask you first about, I assume you spent some money on printing and signage using Book of the Month Club. So if you're not fighting it, what are you going to do with all that promotional material?
Well, we've got some awkwardly placed stickers on an awful lot of it, we're having to be very careful because we don't want to launch with a whole new name until we're certain that that's going to be our good permanent name. We have a working title right now of Monthly Selection Service. That's just so we can call it something. But until we've got a permanent name, we can't reprint everything. But you're right. There are, you know, potentially a few thousand dollars worth of posters, inserts, cards, preference cards, all sorts of things that all need to be done all over again.
Now, you mentioned using social media to get your fans to come up with a new permanent name for the service. How's that going? Have you started it yet?
Oh, yes, and it's going really well. We have hundreds. In fact, my task this afternoon is to answer an awful lot of those folks and thank them for their entries. People are being very creative and extremely supportive, which is nice. It's very flattering. It's very moving. We didn't realize that folks felt so kindly about us, and it's a very nice thing indeed.
Do you have any favorites yet?
Well, the kind of thing we're actually looking for, a lot of people say, you know, Brilliant Book Club or some other, and we have a lot of very funny versions, which are probably a little too rude for your radio show. But we're really looking for a word that that is that we can brand as being something that, that really gets across the very personalized nature of our service. Because the irony here is that we would often say to people, we are not like the traditional Book of the Month Club, where everybody gets the same book, and if you don't refuse the book in time, we send it to you anyway. That would be our opening pitch. Like, no, Book of the Month Club, the thing you might have heard of, that's not us. We are this new thing that does something differently. We send you a little card. We ask you what genres you like, what authors you like, what you don't like. And based on that, we use expert booksellers to pick you. We handpick a book for all of these folks every month. So we're the polar opposite to the old traditional Book of the Month Club. And we need a name that will actually reflect that. So that very personalized, specific, handpicked service. So that actually comes across within the name.
Well, I hope you find an even more successful name, but I might suggest you might want to run it by a lawyer who specializes in trademark rights and then trademark the thing for yourself.
That's probably a good idea. We will most definitely be doing that, yes.
That's Peter Makin. He's one of the owners of Brilliant Books in Traverse City. Thanks for the time.
Thank you, sir. Cheers. It's a pleasure.